Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. There is no part of our Catholic faith that should be more bizarre to outsiders than our belief in the Eucharist. There, we say, that little white disc, that's the creator of the universe. Okay, says the non-Catholic. Not sure what to make of that. And we keep going. Look, we say, in that chalice, that's the blood of God. And the non-Catholic says, but it looks and smells just like wine. In fact, I think I saw somebody fill that with wine right before Mass. I know, we say, it was wine, but now it's God's blood. How is that not crazy? How does that not totally vindicate the people who say that Christianity, and Catholicism in particular, is completely irrational? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We are Catholics. We are people of both faith and reason. And we say that faith and reason, and faith and science, that they never conflict, because they are all sources of truth, and all truth has its source in the one God who is truth, the God who can never contradict himself. But doesn't reason tell us that this is bread? Doesn't science tell you that it has all the elemental makeup and chemical properties of bread? The thing is, even though faith, reason, and science don't conflict, there is an order to them. A good scientist knows that appearances aren't the full truth of a thing, And someone who uses reason wisely knows that some things we can't figure out on our own, we have to be told. And a person who believes in Jesus Christ knows that trusting what he says gives greater certainty than any confidence we can have in our own intellectual powers. So when Jesus says that the Eucharist is his body, we believe him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Twice Jesus said that the Eucharist was his body. In John chapter 6, where he said that his flesh is true food, and his blood is true drink, and that unless a man eats his flesh and drinks his blood, that man will have no life. He also said it at the Last Supper, when he held up the bread and said, "This is my body." And he took the chalice and said, "This is my blood." Now, if Jesus is really God, then he can neither deceive nor be deceived. He can't lie and he can't be mistaken. So we believe him. We start with belief. We don't tell the Lord that his words have to conform to our understanding. We accept, and then we see whether our understanding can conform to his words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And actually, once we accept the Lord's truth, we can invoke science and reason to help us understand how what he says can be true. For instance, science has repeatedly shown us that things aren't as they appear superficially. To take one example, it doesn't look or feel like the Earth is hurtling through space, circling the sun, and spinning on its axis. But that doesn't mean it isn't. And it doesn't look like the Earth is round, especially for us here in Kansas. It certainly seems counterintuitive to think of people on the other side of the world standing upside down, hanging like bats from what is, from our perspective, the bottom of the Earth. But that's actually the way it is. Reason, too, can help us think of examples of the essence of a thing being transformed even though its appearances remain the same. For instance, in the sad moment, if your dog dies, at that moment he still has the same color, weight, feel, smell, all the same appearances. The moment before he dies and the moment after he dies. But in that moment, really, your dog has disappeared. What does that show? It shows that the substance of something can change without any of the appearances changing. And if a living thing can become something inanimate without the appearances changing, like an animal dying, why can't an inanimate thing become something alive, like a piece of bread becoming the living God-man without the appearances changing? So science and reason can actually support the plausibility of the Church's teaching on the Eucharist, as long as you are willing to put your trust in Jesus first. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The New Testament tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight, that we live our lives according to what we have heard, not what we have seen. The Eucharist is the primary place where we prove whether or not that is true for us. Do we go by superficial appearances, trusting our observational powers and personal impressions, which we know by repeated experience are incredibly fallible? Or do we go by the Word of God, made man, made sacrament? Do we believe Christ in the gospel, and so believe in Christ in the Eucharist? If so, then let us truly honor the Eucharist as God. And though we celebrate science and reason, let's not be ashamed to live first and foremost by faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, this year, the bishops of the country are wanting us to have a greater awareness of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and a greater love for him in the Eucharist. What do you think people can do to practically make that happen?
That's hard. Because I think this is always going to be the struggle of a Catholic to remain very present and aware with the faith. And in a way to always be enamored with the mystery and the brilliance of the spiritual life and the spiritual realities. Because that's always my trouble, is I can just accept it at face value and be like, yeah, we believe that. And I'm not shocked by it. I don't sit in mass just in awe of the fact that this is even possible.
Yeah, there's a true story of these people that lived across the street from each other. One man, he was an alcoholic, fallen away Catholic, never went to Mass. And there was this old woman who lived across the street from him. They lived on a very steep hill. And one Sunday morning, he woke up very hungover, and there had been a terrible ice storm that night before. And he opened up the drapes to his out the big front window, and he saw this old woman on her hands and knees kind of clawing her way up the sidewalk.
Wow.
To go to Mass. And it, at that moment, he said to himself, if that is that important to her,
yeah,
I'm going back. He went back to Mass that day, got sober, and went on to really live a good Catholic life.
That's incredible. And honestly, what that makes me think is I think we can do that to ourselves. As in, if you start making more sacrifices to go to Mass,
yeah.
If you make sacrifices to find a way to get to daily Mass, either by waking up earlier or yeah. cutting out a time in your day to go find an evening Mass or yeah. something, making a big sacrifice is what wakes you up to, I must be doing this for some reason.
Not only will it definitely wake us up, but it might also wake somebody else up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna commend and throw your grandpa under the bus. He went to Mass every morning. And I didn't know. Mm. And I remember distinctly at one point in high school, I said, what? You go to Mass every morning? Why didn't you let me know? I would have went with you. So, like you're saying, you make the sacrifice to do something
mm-hmm.
and then invite somebody else.
even, I think just the, it builds such a natural witness in your life, because people will say, oh, you want to do dinner? Can we do this time? And you say, ah, can we do it after daily mass? Or,
yeah, because we have daily mass at 5:30 p.m.
Which is good for us. I realize a lot of people probably want to go in the morning or the afternoon or something. But when you cut out your time for that and people just start naturally running into it, oh, I'd love to. Can we do it after mass? People are like, oh, and there's a chance someone might say, I could go with you. Even if that's a Catholic who's just not going to daily mass right now, they might just be like, yeah, I guess if we were already going to hang out then and you're already going to daily mass, and I guess, yeah, maybe I will go.
I have a buddy who's a really great businessman, and he'll say, hey, you want to meet early in the morning? And I'll say, I'm going to go to mass at 6:45. Mm. And then he'll say, oh, I'll join you.
Now I feel bad because I had a friend. She said, oh, we haven't hung out in a while. We should get coffee. And I was like, that'd be awesome. How's Tuesday? And she said, yeah, we could do morning mass and then coffee. And I was like, are you crazy? I can't wake up that early. And she was like, oh, please, I'll see you at 8.
I love our 5:30 p.m.
it's
daily
so
mass.
Good. It's so good.
I love it. I love what you're saying, though, for us to, if we have to make a sacrifice for something, then it shows us the greater value.
Mm-hmm. I mean, acts like that do so many different things, because they tell others. So say it's an act of love for a friend, like you're going to get them something, do something for them, that communicates to them that you love them. But it also communicates to yourself, I love this person. I really mean it. I really feel that deeply. Communicates it to other people. It builds conviction.
Yeah.
When you start with grand acts of love.
Yeah. And then Jesus himself came when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the Sacred Heart apparitions. And he said, if you want to grow in love for me in the Eucharist, come and receive me more often. And that's when he asked us to do the 9 first Fridays.
Mm.
That on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months to go to Mass. And then Our Lady came and she asked for first Saturdays. So they're like up
they're
in the game.
They're just building out our week.
But another great way is go to adoration.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed here in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, because almost every parish has adoration chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to go to an adoration chapel. Just stop into the church.
Yeah.
He's present. And I think the greatest way is Thanksgiving after communion.
I was going to say that, yeah.
How would you describe Thanksgiving after communion?
Well, I've never thought of that. We've just always done it. How do I describe it?
If a person were to say to you, what are you doing? You're just sitting there after Mass.
I take a moment of silence to be aware of what's happened, to be aware of Christ's presence, and to actively thank him and just remain for a little while with him. As in, like, not trying to constantly rush off. It's like saying a proper goodbye to someone instead of just, they thought you got up to use the bathroom and actually you left. I've had friends like that. It's terrible. Where people go, wait, where is so-and-so? And you're like, oh, they just didn't care. They just walked out.
That is such a good image. Yeah, we can't be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus is present within us for roughly 15 minutes after we receive in communion. Yeah, just to, once we receive him, just turn your attention to him and just be present.
Mm-hmm. All of Mass is building up to that moment. So sit in it for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And our lives are all too frenetic in the first place.
Frenetic.
Crazy.
Like alphabetical.
Crazy, you know. Too fast.
Mm.
Too
frantic.
Frenetic.
Frenetic.
I didn't make up that word.
Oh, I'm sure.
Our lives are too jam-packed. They're too fast. There's too much pressure. And Jesus is inviting us, hey, just sit still for a few minutes and be at peace.
Yeah.
That's Eucharistic Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you for that conversation.
Thank you. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.